Anyway, this is my definition of turbulence. I've been pushing it for the last 10, 15 years, and it's an eddy-like state of fluid motion where the inertial vortex forces of the eddies is larger than any other force which tends to damp the eddy out. Okay, that's my definition of turbulence, and you can start hacking. A consequence of this definition is that the turbulence cascades from small scales to large, which you can play with at the coffee break. It always starts at small scales, cascades to large, larger and larger, with feedback. So there's, I think this is part of the explanation of our last speaker's talk, that they're intimately connected. Okay, and I won't tell you my poem because I'm running out of my 5 minutes, and I won't show you my Kolmogorov slide because you've seen it. So, well, it's got the inertial vortex force on it, and it's got a Prandtl number, and I'm sorry, a Reynolds number and a Froude number. But this is what I mean by fossil turbulence, and it's the name of the game in stratified flows like the ocean and the atmosphere, where the buoyancy force limits the growth of turbulence always from small scales to large at the Osmidov scale, and it leaves a remnant fossil. And it's defined as any fluctuation in a hydrophysical field that can be temperature, salinity, etc., or vorticity, produced by turbulence, by my definition, that persists after the fluid is no longer turbulent by that definition at the scale of the fluctuation. Okay? It's a definition. Well, fossil turbulence, the concept, a first reference I found was in astrophysics due to George Gamow. In case you're not clear what I'm talking about, this is a stratified turbulent jet. This is an unstratified turbulent jet, okay, identical tank and conditions and so on. And you see that the remnant, this is not turbulent, it's hardly moving, okay, it's definitely not turbulent. In this case, it's fossilized by viscous forces. In this case, it's fossilized by both viscous forces and, most importantly, buoyancy forces at the large scale. And you see, if you just go by eye, you might assume you're looking at a turbulence, but you're not. Here's some examples of fossil turbulence. This is the cosmic microwave background. This is definitely, it looks like turbulence. It's not turbulence, okay? It may be a fossil of turbulence. In this case, it's not fossilized by viscosity or buoyancy. It's fossilized because these random fluctuations went out of the horizon, CT. T is the time since the Big Bang. C is the speed of light. So it's outside of causal connection. And one more picture of a fossil, and then we can go drink coffee. Okay, this just came out on the Hubble Space Telescope webpage. The fixed Hubble, right, with good gyros, can now see what I call primordial fog particles, okay, at 10 times the distance. This is in the Eskimo Planetary Nebula, and this is the dark matter, I suggest. Okay, these little hydrogenous planetoids. Here, it could see, you know, in our closest planetary nebula, and I'll shut up, don't worry, these fossils of turbulence in the Helix planetary nebula, hydrogenous planetoids formed and persisting as remnants of the hydrodynamics of the transition that you saw in the cosmic microwave background. Okay. Thank you.